Good afternoon, Binky.
Good afternoon, Shannon.
What could you tell our audience about Igloo Treats today?
So, I can tell the audience that the Igloo Treats happened this past week during the National Inuit Youth Summit from Wednesday to Friday. And the two youth operating the ice cream cart were Samantha Suksayak and Tristan Denniston. And they sold ice cream at $3 a cone. There was bubblegum, cotton candy, vanilla, chocolate, Neapolitan, and rainbow.
Do you know about how much was made?
Lot. In those 2 days, the two youth made $497.75 each.
Holy.
And the how it worked is they paid off the supplies, so they paid for how much the ice cream cost and the cones and the napkins. So the point of that was to provide them with understanding that you gotta pay off your supplies before you keep the profit. Mm-hmm. So they paid off the supplies, and the profit they made, so the revenue minus expenses equals the profit. So what they made minus the supplies is how much they made, and they made $497.75 each.
Oh, how good. Do you know about the other communities, or?
So we finished in Hopedale, and we finished in Postville, and we just finished in Nain. So in Hopedale, our young entrepreneur was Isaiah Palmuck. He made himself, I think, $360.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was doing it during the Rhubarb Fest.
Okay.
And that's over now, and he did really good. So proud of him. And in Postville, there was Alice Singer. I think she made herself around $110. And that was during their Fun in the Sun event. And so the reason why we picked the National Inuit Youth Summit for Nain is because we don't have a summer festival.
Mm-hmm.
But there was over 175 youth from Inuit Nunangat here. So that was a really good time for them to sell. It's going to Makovic. Today is supposed to be depending on the weather. And then it'll go to Rigolet. Makovic for Trout Fest, Rigolet for Salmon Fest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will there be any other projects like this coming up anytime soon? Or?
So the how this particular project worked is it was a pilot project. Okay. Nunat Sandwich Economic Development partnered with CBDC Youth Ventures. So the Youth Ventures happens all over the province, but it happened in here because we partnered with them.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, the how it worked is we got the high school students to do a survey to see which three small business opportunities they like to see. There was slushies, nachos, and ice cream. We chose ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the ice cream cart, and then we decided to have the Nanookston activity. And this is the first year it's happening. So far, it's a success. Depending on when the program is over, when we finish in Rigolet, then we'll see if it is happening again next year. But as for this particular project, we'll see.
Have you been getting a lot of feedback about this?
Yes. So people were really excited about this. The youth, we didn't have much youth interested, but I think it gained a lot of interest once they found out they made a lot of money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for next year we will have more youth. But as for everybody else, they loved it.
Okay.
The kids loved it. The lineups were crazy.
Yeah.
It was a really good learning opportunity for the youth. The lineups were very long, and it challenged them.
Mm-hmm.
But they handled it really well. It was a very fast-paced environment business. Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
They're young too.
Yeah.
They had a lot of challenges in those 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But they handled it, and they made their money, and they seen the benefits of owning and operating a small business like that.
So do you think the Igloo Treats will come back next year, or what's on the go?
For me, I'd love to see it happen again. It was a really awesome learning opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of logistical behind-the-scenes stuff, but it was all worth it because the youth ultimately gained a lot of knowledge about business ownership, fostering entrepreneurial spirit,
mm-hmm.
being their own boss, and yeah. recognizing that business is a good future career opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else we'd like to add about any of this today, Bing?
Well, I really like to acknowledge my coworker Candace. She's from Rigolet, and she did a lot of logistical stuff, so ordering the ice cream, and
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff to it, but this program ultimately was initiated by the economic development team of Nunat Sandwich. So Christy Shepherd, me, Tim, all of us in the department were all involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the youth coordinated very well. I am so proud of them. they worked really hard and they earned their money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And everybody loved them. Yeah. They did really good. They did a good thing. It was very positive and very, not only that, but educational.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most valuable thing to me, is to be able to educate them and make them see and recognize the way their look on their face when they recognize that you can be making money on this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, and can see that they're learning, and that's the good part for me.
I'd like to thank you for this information, Renee, and have a nice day.
You're welcome, Shannon. Always a pleasure.